Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And Tatum with a miss, and that will do it. It was a heavyweight showdown, just like we expected, but Oklahoma City has beaten Boston twice this year.
And I think it's good that they saw what this team is capable of doing, and they're not like the little engine that could from last year. That is a legit basketball team right there, and that is the MVP of the league.
Good loss. It's a good loss.
I'm glad that happened.
Good thing they saw him. Good wake-up call.
Well, they already lost him before.
I mean, in a weird way, Scal's explaining it away like, it's a good loss. They needed one of these. In another way, it is going back to what Windhorst said, and we'll replay it for you coming up if you missed it earlier. No one in the league respects the Thunder. Like, that's basically what Scal's saying. Like, they're not the little engine that could. Respect them.
No, they're pretty nasty.
They should shake you awake with this. So in a way, I'm sure Scal was trying to explain it away, but in a weird way, that wound up kind of underscoring what Windhorst was saying. Nobody, Celtics included, respects that team, and they should.
Yeah, but you say it only because you lose to them now twice. So you're going to say it. Also, I don't think SGA is the MVP.
It's another point to quibble with,
He made a solid case for himself last night, but what Jokic is doing is off the charts. Jokic has won three MVPs before, and he's having his best season. So just let that, sit there for a minute. Like, he is the MVP. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is on a better team than Denver is, or than Jokic is, and he's leading the league in scoring. But the stuff Jokic is doing is just, like, historically one of the great seasons in the history of the league.
Yeah, so I would vote Jokic over SGA as well, despite the MVP chance for Tatum last night. He's nowhere near the MVP conversation. The Thunder, I think, sneaky dominate the Celtics last night. The Celtics took a couple of brief leads. Every time the Thunder needed to answer, they did. They had multiple double-digit leads in the game last night. They won relatively going away at the end. And so I think they sneaky dominated. And they shut the Celtics down in the second half of the matchup earlier this season in OKC. Keith, before we go on the clock with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll give Keith 60 seconds. We'll give me 60 seconds on why we think the Celtics will or will not repeat. We'll give you guys 30 seconds out there if you want to go on the clock, or just take all your Celtics phone calls here. Your thoughts on last night, the poor shot selection with all the threes, 63 of them, 22 in the first quarter, 36 at halftime. The 22 in the first and 36 at half are NBA records. 63 threes tied the third most in NBA history. It was a Celtics franchise record. The lack of physicality, which bleeds over from that. Jaylen Brown's poor night, Celtics poor home record, and what it means. We'll reset all of that coming up. But in the meantime, do you want to give us your statement again on the Celtics after their loss to the Thunder last night?
I'm shooketh.
That's brutal. I don't know how you can't be. The Thunder play great defense. They locked up so many players on the Celtics. Jason Tatum had a great game, and you still lose. Jaylen Brown couldn't defend Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He also couldn't shoot. The other guys that you rely on for a little bit of a spark, like a Peyton Pritchard or a Sam Hauser, they have disappeared in the two games against the Thunder. And I wouldn't be shocked if that also played out in a seven-game series, that you can't rely on those guys at all. And there was no Porzingis, sure, and he would be very, very helpful, don't get me wrong, against the Thunder. But they're missing Jalen Williams, who's their second-best player, second-leading scorer. He's an all-star. More significant to their team, really.
The Celtics didn't have Jalen.
That's a good point.
They did. And even Alex Caruso. The Thunder were more undermanned than the Celtics were. The Celtics have not been a great home team, but this game was at home. The Thunder, just a couple of days ago, had a back-to-back with the Nuggets. They went Denver. They split with Denver. Mm-hmm. Then they had a day off. Then they come into Boston. And the Seas are just launching threes nonstop. The most in franchise history for a team that over the last 5 years has taken a zillion threes.
Yep.
They out-threed themselves last night and played into the Thunder's hands. The Thunder are a more physical team. They have a guy that can get his buckets whenever he needs it. And Gilgeous-Alexander also set up other guys. And Chet Holmgren had a monster game. And it's also giving them a ton of confidence. Yes, they're really young. They're the youngest team in the NBA. But they've beaten them twice, and they've smothered them in the second half. The second half they played out in Oklahoma City was embarrassing for the Celtics.
I think they scored 27 points in the second half of that game.
Brutal. And then this game,
they were 5 of 27 in the second half on threes.
Yeah, it was tied in the fourth quarter, so it wasn't like they just got like blown out or anything like that. I mean, the final score was close and all that, but they really frustrated the Celtics. Jaylen Brown fouled out. Derek White fouled out. And with the exception of White, Horford, and Tatum, everybody else was pretty bad offensively.
So, a couple of texts here. Number one, 617-779-7937. Yeah, but can the Thunder play that physical for 5 to 7 games straight?
Why not?
I mean, they've been doing it for 60 games. How many games have they played this year? Almost 70 games this year.
See, this is one thing they have going for them is defense is, 99% effort?
Yeah.
1% like skill? Like 99% effort?
Maybe even more.
Yeah. It's like 110% trying. Yeah. It's really just what defense is in the NBA.
Yeah.
They're super young and they haven't won before, so I don't see why they would take their foot off the gas. Like, this is how they've played all year. You can get into, like, how sustainable is this for, like, long-term and for years. And, you know, Tom Thibodeau teams famously will burn out and all that
ground.
Stuff. But for a one-off, when you have a bunch of 25-year-olds running around, like, they might be able to do this.
Yeah, they've done it for almost 70 games. I think they could do it for 5 to 7.
Yeah.
And we said this earlier. Like, I'm not telling you the Celtics can't beat the Thunder, but would I pick them right now against OKC? I wouldn't. That doesn't mean they're getting OKC in the finals. They could get the Lakers, who I'd pick them against. They could get the Nuggets, who I'd pick them against. I'd certainly pick them against Cleveland in an Eastern Conference final, but I don't like the OKC matchup right now, and how could you? We haven't mentioned this today.
All right.
SGA, or Converse on behalf of SGA, was putting his logo on the side of the Garden and the Prue and everything else around the city last night.
Like it was the bat signal. Oh, like, what on earth is this? Like, that is embarrassing. There's got to be a way we as a city could fight back.
The Converse headquarters are right next door to the Garden.
But they waited till they won the game, and then they blasted his logo all around town like they were literally calling Batman to the scene of a crime.
Yep.
I feel assaulted. How can we let that stand?
It's emasculating.
It was emasculating.
It is.
First of all, his logo stinks. Like, that's a terrible logo. You wouldn't even know what it was. If you saw that, would you be like, oh, there goes that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
I don't have it in front of me. The text line reminded me of this. We were talking about it before the show. It's like a 27, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, Brian has it up on Twitch.
Look at this.
Twitch.tv/BostonWE.
It's not his initials. It's like,
I think that's isn't that what it is? It's 27, right?
It looks like Prince. Looks like the artist formerly known as Prince's logo.
Yeah, wait, why is he 27? Because he's number two. I guess I don't get it. What is that?
None of it makes sense.
I thought it was a 27, but yeah, you're right.
I think it's a 2 with an upside down 2.
Is it calligraphy?
Oh, it's like a 2 and then a shadow? No, it's not
2 looking into a pond.
I think that's what it is.
Like skipping stones and he sees the reflection of himself.
Yeah, you're right. That logo stinks.
Well, it's a dumb logo, but they blasted it on the TD Garden and on the Prudential Building. That is... Man, what do you do?
Them's fighting words. Oh, we'll see you in June, SGA.
There's like very like sophomoric things you can do in like games like Fortnite and stuff after you win, right? I don't like sort of like
I'm aware of a tea tag.
So like sort of like that. That's what happened. That is what happened to the great city of Boston. You can't let that stand. What if they play in the finals?
He came in, he laid you down and sat right on you. That's what he did to you?
Yeah.
Dangled him.
I'm not a fan of this at all. You do not have my blessing, SGA.
I do not consent.
I don't.
SGA. I did not consent.
I don't
to
consent.
That. No.
I've never heard of anything like this. This is sickening. TD Garden. It's all lit up in green. It was supposed to be a great night there. It was one of the marquee games on the NBA regular season schedule. And then after the game's over, they throw his logo up. Then they put it on the Prudential Building. Leave the Prudential Building out of this.
This is Taco J's town. How dare you?
Big Deuce. They should put Big Deuce's logo up on the side. That's what it should be. Not SGA. Also, get a new logo, SGA. That's embarrassing.
That's a poor logo.
Maybe it's like a magic eye one. You get to like blur your eyes to figure out what it actually is.
Maybe.
Is there a hidden meaning in this?
I don't know. Put it back up there on Twitch, Brian. Maybe
it's confusing.
It.
Yeah, I'm staring right at it.
I'm very confused by it.
I think the two, like a reflection two, but it's not even like a normal look at two. It really is dumb.
I legit thought it was a 27, but you're right. That doesn't make sense.
If you look at it kind of sideways, it looks like a batarang.
Yeah.
Throwing, like, you know, when Batman would throw his batarang? Look at it sideways. Doesn't it look kind of like that? Like two little hooks down there?
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Yeah, you can. That thing is outrageous.
Huh. All right.
Does anybody else feel as emasculated as I do?
617-779-7937. All your thoughts on the Celtics losing to the Thunder last night. Are you shooketh like Keith? Are you afraid of the Thunder? Who can take down the Celtics in the playoffs? Anybody? Or are the Celtics going to repeat again? It's a foregone conclusion. Every Thursday at high noon-ish, we put something on the clock. Today, we're going to do, since we disagree, Keith, more of a point counterpoint.
I am a little shooketh, but I could still do this.
What else? What have you called it in the past? You've called this a...
Oh, this is Optimist Prime and Negatron. So I will play the role of Optimist Prime.
And I clearly am Negatron.
Yeah,
that makes
sense. Today,
okay.
we can mix it up a little bit.
Okay, I like this. So 60 seconds each. Yep. You'll make the case why the Celtics will repeat. I'll make the case why they will not. I believe... You have first ups, or do I have first ups?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first.
All right, put them on the clock.
All right. The Celtics will win their second consecutive title, and I'm very confident in this. First of all, they will have the best duo on the court in any series that they are in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They'll have the best starting five, and they've also been there, done that. So it'll separate them from teams like Cleveland, who are a really fun story, a good regular season team, and the team they played last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the youngest roster in the NBA. Think of them like the Celtics from a few years ago, so they're not ready to go. The Thunder aren't, neither are the Cavs. The Celtics have been there, done that. However, they are also in their prime, unlike a team like the Lakers with LeBron James. So they have the experience that you need, but they're also squarely in their prime. They can get up for big games. I know they didn't last night, but you saw what it was like against LeBron and Luka Doncic. They can play great defense when they want to. They have 5-6 guys that can just bury threes from any time, and they're not going to be overwhelmed by the moment. And Jason Tatum has a lot to prove when it comes to maybe being Finals MVP, so there's more motivation for him as well.
Okay, Rich Keith making a strong argument for why the Celtics will repeat.
I'm shooketh.
Despite last night being, took a little wind out of my sails, I'll be honest.
Being shooketh deep down. I don't know if you can feel that bleeding through, but Rich Keith making a strong argument for why the Celtics will repeat. That was 60 seconds for Keith. We'll give you 30 seconds on the phone if you want to make your case, plus all your thoughts on the Celtics. Their loss last night to the Oklahoma City Thunder. In the meantime, why don't we put me on the clock? I'll make my case why they won't. All right, here's why the Celtics will not repeat this season. First of all, the field is much better. You saw it last night. Oklahoma City, they're 0-2 against. They split with Cleveland. They split with the Lakers. All those teams are better, and the Celtics have struggled with them this year. Plus, the path just has to be harder. You're not going to run into a bunch of teams without their best player and then an overwhelmed 5 seed in the NBA Finals. Celtics also aren't as good as they were a year ago. They're pacing for fewer wins. They won 64 last year. This year, they're on pace for 58. And they're worse at home. Stop me if you heard this before. They've already lost 12 games at the TD Garden, the only team in NBA history to win an NBA championship while losing more games on their home floor, the 1995 Houston Rockets. It's hard to repeat in the NBA. The last team to do that, Golden State Warriors in 2017 and 2018. Injuries starting to affect the Celtics. Porzingis has been out. Who knows when he comes back? Drew Holiday also dinged up. That's not good. And the Celtics fall in love with the threes. When they start missing them, they have no other way to win. That is why they won't repeat.
Let me ask you two quick questions.
Sure.
Right now, I guess I already know the answer based off of your minute spiel, but Celtics versus the field, you would take now?
I guess the field.
Okay.
I'm taking the Thunder in that matchup, right. So I guess technically the Field.
What about this? Thunder versus the Field.
If you had like a bet.
Yeah,
you
had field. To make.
Field so for say, sure. Right? That one's definitely the Field.
Okay, so yeah. There's not one, and I'm kind of with you right now. Like, I think the two losses now to the Thunder have kind of shaken my confidence on the Celtics, even though I just gave you a pitch for. Because also, stranger things have happened, and if anybody other than the Thunder emerged from the West, I'm certainly taking the Celtics. I think the Celtics will have a relatively easy Eastern Conference. I think Cleveland, it'll be a fun series, but I think they're going to win that series.
Right.
And that'll be in the conference
Knicks,
finals.
The Knicks are an absolute walkover, which walkover. I didn't think going into the year, but even now I'm reduced to acknowledging that's a walkover.
Right now, it would be Celtics, Hawks, and then Celtics, Knicks in the first two rounds.
Sweeps,
they might lose
sweep,
a game.
Sweep, yeah.
Right. They might, maybe they lose a game.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, it'll be a tough, good series with Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs, but I got them winning that. Whereas in the West, I feel like the Thunder are going to have to play minimum two really tough series, maybe even a third that's a little bit tougher.
Yeah, you said their path as of right now, Clippers, Lakers, Nuggets?
Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah, so I'll say the Field over the Celtics, but it's really about the Thunder. I'd pick the Celtics head-to-head over every other team, but there's no guarantee the Thunder get out of the West. So when I say they won't repeat, that's me picturing the Thunder there, because if they get the Nuggets or the Lakers, I would pick the Celtics.
Yeah, because if we're talking about last night being a potential finals preview, and even though the Thunder have the upper hand on the Celtics, I'd bet way more money on the Celtics winning the East than I would the Thunder winning the West, mm-hmm. and that's just based on level of competition. So that's why, actually, I didn't check the odds. Did those change?
Oh, I don't know.
Just like the futures odds, because that was impressive what they did. I feel like every place is a little bit different, but yeah, looking at it now, I think it is kind of book to book, but the Thunder appear to be the favorite in the majority of the books, followed by Celtics, Cavs,
okay,
Lakers.
Well, I didn't mean to use one of your own stats, Keith, the Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department, hard at work ago. I didn't mean to throw one of your own stats in your face, but this is a great stat.
Numbers are numbers.
Rich Keefe Stats and Info uncovered, and I used to my advantage on why the Celtics won't repeat. You can tell us who had the better argument. Do you believe the Celtics will repeat? We'll put you on the clock if you'd like. Again, it's 617-779-7937. So it is a little bit weaselly by me to say only one team in NBA history has lost more games at home and gone on to win a title. That was the Rockets in 95. Four other teams did lose 12 games at home and go on to win the title. That's where the Celtics are at now. So no more margin for error, if you will. But the 69 Celtics.
Nice.
Coached by Bill Russell, which again proved that Red Auerbach, massively overrated.
What a take. What a great. I can't even really argue too much.
The Warriors.
Heck of a take.
In 2018. That was a repeat champion. The Celtics in 69, repeat champion, or is that after they lost the year prior?
I think they won like 10 in a row.
I mean, they might as well be a repeat team. They won the whole 60s.
I'll fact check you there, because there was that one-off in there. So
the Mavericks in 2011 and the Bullets in 78. All those teams lost 12 at home. Which
is what
the Celtics,
Unseld Bullets?
Yes, which is what the Celtics have already lost. They lost four games at home in the regular season last year.
So the 69 Celtics were defending champs.
Okay.
They lost it in 67.
So in fairness, a lot of those teams that lost a bunch of games at home.
That's interesting.
Rockets, 69 Celtics.
Took the foot off the gas, maybe?
Warriors. All three of those teams were going for a repeat. Mm. The Mavericks, no. The Bullets, no. But that's where the Celtics are at. And again, they lost four games at home all last year. So now you're going to have to go on the road, which maybe isn't a bad thing for this team. But when teams come to you, they lost on their home floor to Cleveland on this homestand. They lost on their home floor to the Thunder last night. On top of that, the other stat is their three-point attempts, and they have no way to pivot when the threes aren't falling. They were in the game. They're still losing when they were making everything in sight in the first quarter and the first half. They attempted 24 field goals in the first quarter, Keith. 22 were threes.
It's wild. They didn't make a two in the first quarter.
An NBA record. They did not make a two for the quarter. The first two they made in the second quarter was a goaltend. It didn't even go through the cylinder.
But it's also wild because I don't know, like, what happened yesterday is not going to change how Joe Mazzulla plays.
Definitely not.
They didn't make a two, and they were tied with the best team in the West.
But the Thunder, and I would even say Cleveland to a degree, those teams are not going to buckle and just not defend you on threes. You see Lou Dort last night getting into Tatum and Brown on some of these open threes, like getting in their airspace and bothering them. You're not going to get wide open threes.
He's currently the guy
who, not consistently.
Keep an eye on Lou Dort. He's the one who is right now maybe the most underrated player in the game. But
who's
you can only
go.
Yeah, you can only be that for a season or two, and then you're the most overrated player. That's how it works. Chris Middleton.
His defense is legit.
No, Dort's good.
So, and he was knocking down a bunch of threes. He's knocked down threes at a high clip all year.
Isaiah Joe killing him.
He was.
Yeah.
So they took 22 threes in the first quarter. Okay?
Yeah.
That's an NBA record.
You think?
They
imagine
had,
if they finished the game with 88 threes.
They had 36 at halftime, which was an NBA record. For any half, first or second half, any half.
At least they cooled off the pace. They were only at pace for 72 now.
In NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They finished the game 20 of 63. That's only 32%. And 5 of 27 from deep in the second half. The threes went away. And the Thunder were getting into them. They were daring them to shoot early. The Celtics were making them.
Yeah.
They switched up their defense in the second half, and the Celtics did not have an answer.
But what's maddening is for
that's
a
the
lot
second
of fans,
time the Thunder have done the Thunder held the 27 in the first game in OKC. It's the second time in the second half the Celtics did not adjust to the Thunder's adjustment.
And guess what? If they play again, isn't it going to work out the same way? And it's going to be a matter of if they hit the threes or if they don't.
Yeah.
And we always do this after games, like not to oversimplify it, but sometimes that's just what it is. Is if they make four more of their open threes or whatever, maybe they win the game. So, did you make anything of the end of the game where there was like a little bit of gamesmanship going on back and forth? So,
like bad blood kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I did.
Coaching-wise.
I know what you're talking about with the timeouts that Daniel took and things like that. Yeah.
Well, he challenged a call where you're like, do you really need to challenge this? And then the game felt like it was over and Mazzulla's like, timeout. Like, I wonder if there's a little bit of, not that they hate each other or anything, but a little bit of like,
maybe,
I know everybody wants
maybe
Celtics Daniel, Lakers.
I don't know if they mentioned this on the broadcast once or twice last night. He's from Leominster. Do you know that?
Oh, my God.
Charlie Coyle, also from Weymouth.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's from Leominster, so I don't know if you heard that once or twice last night.
Yeah, I heard it.
But, yeah, maybe he's like a self-loathing Celtics fan. Maybe there's some of that going on.
Well, he did mention that he, against the Nuggets, would just leave somebody at the scorer's table, so if he needed to, he could sub somebody in so he could take a timeout.
I've heard this, actually. I didn't realize they said that on the broadcast last night, but I read that coming out of the Nuggets game the other day where he was, because Jokic does the same, Horford does this, where they get the ball real quick. They're asking for the ball from the ref, so before the defense is paying attention or set, they inbound?
Yeah.
Was he doing that last
night?
I didn't realize that.
Somebody at the against the Nuggets anyway. Left somebody at the table the entire game.
So, like, there's definitely gamesmanship going on there, and everybody wants Celtics versus Lakers in the finals, and that would be obviously the ratings bonanza, and it'd be huge, LeBron and Luka. But the better basketball series would be this one.
I mean, last night was phenomenal.
And it shows you. And I just, but I also think there would be, as the series goes on, those two coaches kind of chirping at each other a little bit.
Last night, phenomenal. And you got sneaky dominated. Every time you made a run, the Thunder had an answer. SGA had an answer. Yeah. They had stops in them, buckets in them. Sneaky dominated for the second time this year by that team. 617-779-7937.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stephen A., I don't mean to have to be the guy who is defending Oklahoma City day in and day out on this program. I'm not even like arguing that they are a lock or that they are one of the great teams of the last decade. But my God, is there an incredible amount of disrespect for this team. And Mad Dog, it's not just you. I hear it every day. I hear it implicitly from other people I talk to in the league. I hear it implicitly from players out there who are like, yeah, we'll be all fine with on the same side of the bracket as Oklahoma City. They just don't respect them. And I go, why?
Brian Windhorst yesterday, before the Celtics and the Thunder, I thought that was going to be a telling comment either way. Celtics beat them? Maybe they're not for real. The league doesn't respect them. People he talks to in the league, players he talks to in the league.
LeBron.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how can you not think of LeBron when he says that?
No, you definitely do.
Oh, yeah. Teams out west will be fine if we're on the same side as the Thunder.
Yeah.
It's got to be LeBron. But okay, fine. I wonder if the Celtics are the same way. They started down 9-0 last night. I wonder if they respect the Thunder. Didn't look that way.
Well, there is something about the West where I'm sure all those teams that go up against them multiple times, they should be more concerned with the Thunder. They got bounced in the second round last year to Kyrie and Luka. And so maybe teams are saying, well, Luka and LeBron, scarier. Jokic, who's already won a title, MVP likely, or we both think should be, like maybe scarier. So just based off of that, they get knocked down a peg. But, I mean, after watching them play again last night, I don't know how you don't take them seriously, and I don't know how you don't think that they are clearly the favorite in the West.
So I didn't really take them seriously until they held the Celtics to 27 points in the second half back on January 5th. And that's when I personally started to say, you know what? Maybe there is a team out there that I'd take over the Celtics. Not just the field, but maybe there is a specific team. And then they did it again last night. So I get that logic. Yeah, they're too young. Yeah, they're not ready for it. You said this before, Keith. Like, Tatum had to go to a finals before he won. LeBron had to go to a finals before he won. A lot of guys have had to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But then you also have guys like Giannis, who got there and won his first time, Steph, who got there and won his first time. So I don't think that's uniform, but I get that logic. Durant didn't win his first time there. So I get that logic. I ascribe that logic to the Thunder last year. I'm like, they're not ready. Mm. I don't believe in them. If it's Celtics and Thunder, it's Celtics in a sweep. I feared the Nuggets a year ago.
Yeah.
I didn't fear a team like OKC. Now I feel differently. Now if you get that team, I'm not picking you in that matchup.
No, they're tough. And people could say there was no Porzingis, and you're right. Like, that's a series that I think you might need him. But they didn't have Jalen Williams. So like it seems pretty fair, if not maybe a little bit tougher for the Thunder not
at,
have Williams.
At best, it's a wash. At worst, the Thunder were missing more than you were last
in
night.
The game that they played back in Oklahoma City, whatever that was that January? I forget when, but the other matchup.
January 5th.
They being the Thunder, didn't have Chet Holmgren, who was the second best player on the floor last night for Oklahoma City, and the Celtics were at full strength. So this
scary.
Is one. So like one of the arguments you've heard about the Celtics splitting with the Cavs is, well, take a look at who played. Take a look at who played in all those games. You're like, all right, if you want to play it out that way, fine. And hopefully they're a lot healthier when they do play them in a conference finals. You can't say that with the Thunder. In fact, the Celtics they've been pretty healthy for those two games.
So we made our cases earlier this hour, 60 seconds each on the clock, why the Celtics will repeat, why they won't repeat. You can seek those out on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe, also on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Up now at Jones and Keefe, we also have our latest, the football region, 7-10 matchup, the Giants, like the 80s LTs, versus Florida State. College football is.
I love Florida State.
Right now, it's early. FSU is winning. You can continue to vote in the Jones and Keefe bracket. Full bracket at Jones and Keefe on Instagram. You can vote on Twitter again at Jones and Keefe. Meanwhile, we have a lot coming up. There's a Patriots press conference that we're going to air live from Gillette Stadium. We're still not sure exactly who's talking. I'm guessing Vrabel. I'm guessing Wolf. Maybe some players as well.
I got it. Some names for you.
Oh, do you?
Milton Williams.
Milt the Stilt.
Carlton Davis. Okay. Robert Spillane.
Yeah.
And let's see, Morgan Moses.
So all players.
So we have at least four players. Our guy, Freeze Pops, is down at Gillette Stadium.
Okay.
And he's got right on the jumbo screen, they're flashing these big welcome to New England's. And so it's Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, Robert Spillane, and Morgan Moses.
Okay, so that comes your way live on WEEI at 1 o'clock. You'll hear it here on Jones and Keefe. And we have a Keefer Madness coming up about 10 minutes from now, so stay tuned for it. Meantime, let's knock out some phone calls. Mark is in Warwick. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
So I think the biggest talking point about the Celtics last night is obviously like the threes, and shooting those 60-plus threes that they did is obviously not ideal for them. But I want to talk more about the foul trouble that they get themselves in. It seems like with Jaylen Brown and Derek White fouling at 30.
Okay, so you're breaking up, Mark.
Yeah.
Let me tee up Jack and Beckett. Let's see if this is where Mark was going to go.
Okay.
Jack and Beckett wants to go there. Hello, Jack.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple quick points. First of all, I thought that Jaylen Brown last year in the finals, I thought that his game had turned the corner and that his consistency had improved. But looking at the way he's playing this year, I have never seen someone with so much talent that at times is sloppy with his ball handling skills at the worst possible times, especially in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so he wanted to blame the refs, which I didn't really have
a
high tolerance for. Jaylen was terrible last night.
Jaylen Brown had a bad game.
I don't think it's been a bad season, but last night he was brutal, and he wasn't great in the first matchup against OKC either. He had 21 points, I think. But he was 8 of 19 and 1 of 6 from 3, so Jaylen may not like this matchup.
No, and maybe it's – I still think, though, in a seven-game series, Jaylen Brown, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he'll have more good games than bad games. I'm not going to ignore these two. Like, he was particularly bad in this one. But just the player that he is, I think you're more likely to get good performances out of him. I'd be more concerned about the other guys that you sort of expect, hey, maybe here's an opportunity for them to chip in with 10, 12, 15 points. Like, I think they can erase – Peyton Pritchard, they can erase Sam Hauser. And depending on how Drew Holiday is shooting at that point, that might be another guy where they're not going to score a lot of points. So now there's even more pressure on Tatum and Brown.
No, brutal night, no doubt, for Jaylen Brown last night. Maybe he doesn't like the matchup. The Celtics don't seem to like the matchup very well. 617-779-7937. Brandon and Lowell, let's give him 30 seconds on the clock, Nick.
Let's do
it. Why will the Celtics repeat? Brandon and Lowell, go ahead.
Well, I think they'll repeat. What's going on, guys? Very big fan of you guys' show. I love it. I listen to you guys at work all the time. But I think the Celtics will repeat because, for one, I'm not really too worried about anyone in the East. I mean, for Cleveland, the only one I'm really worried about is Donovan Mitchell. Darius Garland is usually a ghost. Evan Mobley, Jared Allen haven't really proven it. And when the lights are bright. And then OKC, I just think the main thing, you know, foul trouble, I did hear about that watching the game. I just don't think they're going to get the same whistles as they do in a regular season. And I think Joe Mazzulla...
All right, I appreciate the kind words. You did cut into your time a little bit by doing that, but that
was
nice.
He had more points to make. I mean, look, compliments are nice. We like to hear them.
Love them.
But when you're on the clock, you know, tick tock, chop chop, let's go.
Overall, it's just sort of saying that he doesn't really, there's nobody he's worried about in the East, so that gets you to the finals.
No,
that's a big
it.
Leg up when you're talking about repeating.
I understand. Celtics are worried about nobody. Celtics fans are worried about nobody. I get it. The Thunder have a better record than you. They beat you twice.
What about the whistle in the final? Do you think they call it differently in the final?
You've split with Cleveland all year. They've had a better record than you all year. They just came into your house and beat you the other way. But I get it. There's no one you should fear in the NBA. I get that. Totally
no
makes
sense.
No one
to fear except fear itself.
What would you say about the whistle?
Will it be the same in the playoffs? I mean, the NBA refs are hard to figure out. They kind of suck overall.
Gildas Alexander got a lot of calls last night.
But he also plays that way.
He's
aggressive.
It's like
when people argue about James Harden, like, oh, he's on the free throw line all the time. It's like, because he just throws his body into guys all
the
time.
He goes to the hoop. You stand out on the perimeter and shoot 63 threes. Tatum took 13 threes last night, almost twice as many as SGA.
But this isn't like they were porking the Celtics. This is the last 3 years when SGA has really become the player that he is now. He's always at the top of the league in free throw attempts. This is how he plays.
Okay. So you can cry about the officials if you want, but I'm guessing
I might.
SGA is still going to get the calls. We have a Patriots press conference on the way, live from Gillette Stadium.
Some new dudes.
At 1 o'clock, day one free agents being introduced at Gillette. We'll carry it live here on Jones and Keefe, and we have a madness, Kiefer Madness, next.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny. Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine.
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
However, the uninvited guest in their house was more foul.
A man was captured on video using a sword to roast meat in a shopping cart.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And for this one, not only are we going down to the great state of Florida, but we are going specifically to the home of Red Sox spring training, Fort Myers.
Ah.
I was going to ask Brad Foe about this story, but I don't want to tip my hand. I wanted it to be a surprise to everybody. Maybe next week we can ask Bradford about this.
Keep it close to the vest.
This is a big-time story going on in Fort Myers, Florida. Let's find out.
Wild scene caught on camera inside a South Florida home.
All right. Pretty generic.
Wild scene.
South Florida home.
Caught on camera.
What do you guys got?
South Florida
home. Dog shot someone.
Well, we did that one yesterday.
Dog shot someone during intercourse. Got it.
Yeah.
Alligator shot someone.
Alligator
shot someone.
Florida Gators, after all.
I'm going to go with my standard default Florida setting. Bath salts have to be involved somehow. Yeah.
There was a story I skipped over about a guy who tried to take a bite out of a police officer's head. That guy gets sentenced today.
So, okay,
that could have been bath salts. I didn't read too far into it.
Okay,
I found this one.
Bath salts.
Yeah.
My vote.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Man comes home to find an alligator in his living room.
Billy's the closest.
Wow.
Man comes home to find alligator in his living room.
He might have a gun. We haven't gotten there in the story.
We
yet.
Don't know. Yeah. Could be big gun guy. But yeah, you just walk in. Now that wouldn't really happen here. But imagine, let's say you're staying in Florida.
Could happen in some of these grocery stores based on the stories we've heard. Unload a bunch of oranges. You're like, there's a gator in here.
All I can think of is in either, was it an episode of Jackass or the movie or CKY where Bam Margera got the giant alligator?
In like the tub or whatever?
The movie.
It was in the movie.
Yeah, because he made a point to say, like, now that we have a movie, I'm going to make sure I can get April to say the F word.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. Because April saw it.
No, it wasn't even the tub. It was just, like, in the middle of, like, the hallway.
It was in the kitchen.
It was in the kitchen just hanging out. She's like, is that real? Awesome. Awesome scene.
And I'm like, oh, crap, I got to deal with this today?
So, would that be your reaction?
No, I was going to say that would...
Oh, crap, I got to deal with this
that
today?
That would not be my first thought.
So you walk into your house, or let's say you're down...
I'm not dealing with anything. If there's a gator in my home, I'm dealing with exactly nothing.
Brian has it up on the Twitch and YouTube if you're watching along. And so that is just a good-sized alligator, I would say. Mm. And he's in the, like, dining room, just kind of hanging out. And you're like...
And I'm like, oh, crap, I got to deal with this today?
Oh, crap. Got to deal with this today.
Nice.
All right, that's Paul Quinn there. He lives in Fort Myers, and he says he discovered the unwanted reptile after waking up Sunday morning. There it is. He says he...
So how about that? Just wake up. And I know, like, he came home. So, like, in the middle of the night, this bad boy came in, made himself at home. And then you wake up, haven't even had your coffee yet,
maybe Jones. Maybe he's a late riser. Maybe the gator was like, nobody's awake yet. I'm just going to move in on this place.
Good spot, get indoors a little bit here.
No one's squatting here. I'm going to move in.
They are scary.
He kept his distance. He waited for FWC to arrive to haul the gator outside. But here's the thing. The gator didn't want to leave.
Gator didn't want to go.
Mm.
Gator's like, I'm here. I'm here now. This is where I live.
And even took a bite out of one of the family's chairs.
Oh, boy.
It bit a chair.
I always tell you to be careful.
Homeowners
insurance. Be mindful of the alligators. This is why.
Dragging that thing out of there. All right. Poor guy.
What are they, tickling this guy now on set? So it turns into a little bit of a loose clubhouse here on set. They're also, before the end of this, they're about to go four wide.
Okay, if you're watching on Twitch.
Yeah, they're wrangling this sucker.
If you're watching on Twitch.
Oh, he's on his back?
He is. It's not a huge gator.
What are you going to do when you come across that gator? Are you going to handle it yourself?
No.
But I mean, that one guy's dragging it out on a pole.
What are we talking
about? He's throwing a flatbed truck.
4 feet?
Yeah, maybe at least four feet.
That's a four-footer.
It's a good size.
7 would be crazy.
It's a good size.
Yeah.
So then, you're about to get like a four-person weave here on the desk, breaking the story down.
Okay.
Dragging that thing out of there. All right. Poor guy. The homeowners say they usually leave their doors open to get a little breeze this time of year. Reptile just busted through a screen, walked right in.
Okay. Well, hang on. So now we have the real problem here. It's like, I got to deal with a gator now?
Doors wide open at night?
Maybe shut your doors.
Is that the safest town in the world?
It's Florida. What, do you not have AC or central air? Like, shut your doors.
It's going to be hot down there.
What's wrong with you?
That's why the gator went in.
Do you know how many critters live in Florida?
Like, once again.
You're lucky it was just a gator that walked in.
Inside job.
Inside job.
Legitimately inside job.
You beat me to it. Damn it.
Well, you're right inside.
What would you rather have?
Said the door was open.
Would you rather have an alligator or a bear?
So now we're going.
Now, first of all, it's not a Wednesday, sir. It's a Thursday. It's not a Would You Rather Wednesday. So how dare you?
You get too many people doing too much right now. So the one guy is just trying to comment on the video. You get another guy, like, she's asking about how crazy it is with the thing. And then this guy from the clouds goes, would you rather a bear in your house or an alligator?
Definitely that little baby gator over a bear. Definitely.
Baby gator over bear, no doubt. Not even close.
I don't want to deal with a
how
bear.
How small is the bear? Or how big is the bear? Glass half empty.
I don't want to deal. Twitch chat is pointing out hashtag team bear. Thank you very much.
It's too many people on the desk right here, by the way. You got four people on the desk. Now you got the weather person in. You got the sports guy in. Everybody's weighing in on the story.
They're all vamping.
They're all like, well,
none of them
time.
None of them.
Go to commercial. Like, we're not going to commercial now.
Are we taking calls here?
We're not. Nope, we're not.
Well, you're right inside.
What
right
would you
inside.
Rather have?
Said the door was open.
Would you rather have an alligator or a bear?
What girl's talking about the bear?
I got a real brain buster for you. Like,
I think I'd, depending on the size.
Yeah.
I'm going to go gator.
Full grown.
Yeah.
Probably gator.
Same.
I'd rather.
So they agreed.
We all agree.
Common ground.
Yeah.
Full size. What is this, a Halloween candy bar challenge?
We're not talking half chub.
Nope. We're going full go. Full alligator, full which gator. Wasn't the case here.
Yeah.
Or a full bear. Yeah. Is there a lot of bears in like Southern Florida?
Ooh, good question.
I don't know. I should know that. That should be something that I know.
I kind of just picture Florida's got everything. I don't know.
Bears.
It's all there.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, probably a gator.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if I would be as calm as him. He's like, oh, crap, I got to deal with this today. Yeah, I know. Like, it's nothing.
Born and raised Florida.
I would say, out. That house is gone. Yeah. Put it on the market. You can have it.
All right, let's go to the next story here. You guys don't all need to weigh in on this. That's
like
the best part.
Putting your house on the market.
Yeah, they're going to sell. All right, here you go. Gator versus bear. I mean, I think it's not even close.
Yeah, bear.
The bear would be scarier in the house.
There are black bear in Florida.
Okay. But a big grizzly bear, though.
They're the friendliest of the bears.
Yeah.
People say that. I don't trust that. People are like, oh, yeah, you don't have to worry about black bears. Get out of my face with that.
And I'm like, oh, crap, I got to deal with this today?
Yeah. Black bear versus gator. Both scary.
Full grown, now, full grown.
If you can climb a tree really well, like me.
Does CeCe like the Who Would Win books? This is like a book Lucas would read.
We haven't done that. Warrior.
Black Bear versus Gator. This is like a book Lucas would read.
Oh, that sounds good. No, yeah. We got to get into that.
Yeah, no, they're good.
No, we haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There's the Mad Nye today.
What were you just going to ask? You said something you were about to ask.
I forget. Oh, no, I was going to say you could elude a alligator by climbing a tree, whereas the bear is
can't get away from a bear.
The natural habitat up there.
Bears swim, bears climb, bears open car doors, home doors. I mean, you can lock your doors and a bear gets in.
Steal picnic baskets.
They do. You can lock your doors and a bear will get in. A gator walked in through an open door.
He easily could have kept him at bay.
Who would I rather? What kind of question is that, Florida?
Not even close.
Gator, not even close. So that's the madness each and every day here on, well, not each and every day, I'm sorry. Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then Emergency Mad Night tend to pop up on Thursdays.
Everybody's like, there's an alligator under your car. I'm like, are you serious?
They were, it turns out.
They were very serious.
So,
Scaly the alligator, that's good.
We'll head to Gillette, see what's going on with this introductory press conference. Players should be talking. We'll see if we hear from Vrabel and Wolf as well. You want to hear from the newest Patriots? You'll hear that next on WEEI.
You heard right. Emotional support alligator.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.